Hello and welcome to the first ever edition of the your astrological roundup on cosmicroadmaps.com, hosted on the Eclectic Vibrations Radio Network, podcast network, mind you. So I hope that you will excuse me if I'm a little stilted and I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, because I'm just working out the format, how I'm going to figure all of this out. Now, in today's astrological roundup, we're going to be talking about the period between the 13th of January and the 30th of January, which begins with a new moon, and that falls on the 13th of January, sometime in the morning in Europe. This is quite a heavy one, folks. Exciting one as well, given what's been going on around the world, and given that we've just come right out of December, which featured a great conjunction, the coming together between the two great luminaries, Saturn and Jupiter, something that happens every 20 years and has a huge impact on how society orders itself. But I will cover that in another episode of Cosmic Roadmaps. First, let's talk about the lunar cycle, particularly what you can expect over the next week between the new moon and the first quarter. Now, whether you follow the astronomical seasonal cycle or the meteorological seasonal cycle, we are in the middle of winter, but we are definitely in the darkest period. And this is what the new moon in Capricorn almost always represents, but this year more so. I want you to remember the old wisdom of it's always darkest before the dawn, because we have a lot of challenges as a society right now, and a lot of us will have personal challenges more so than usual. As you can expect, the outside world affects you a whole lot more than you affect it. Now, the last lunar cycle, which ran roughly for the last 3 weeks of December, was pretty intense. We saw a lot of political upheaval. We saw violence in the streets in a lot of places, including my native Ireland. And we also see tyranny increase its stranglehold. Now, this lunar cycle won't necessarily be easier. It will just have more opportunities for us to grow emotionally and actually improve our situations financially if we choose to slow down, take our time, be observant going forward. The new moon starts in 13 degrees Capricorn. This isn't a place that the moon is very happy in, since Capricorn is so cold and standoffish, you know, not very emotional. Yet, the sun is actually very happy in this quadrant of Capricorn, because the sun can see a little further ahead than the moon. It has a bit more of a practical mindset and can see that spring isn't actually all that far away, and that we need to be a little more prudent with our resources and be a little more intentional with our actions and our plans, because we just need to get over this last hurdle of winter. And yeah, okay, we don't live in an agrarian society anymore, at least most of us don't. We're pretty happy in our cities and our rural communities. We can just pop up to the supermarket at any given time and get whatever food we need, unlike the agrarian people who had to store their food over the winter, plan out how much they consumed and when they consumed, and found alternative sources of food or ways of preserving food. Yet, we can't completely escape nature. I know myself that the winter does a number on me psychologically as well as emotionally. If you're living as far north as we are here in Ireland, there's not so much light, and that can have a huge effect on us. We need to be a little more reserved. We need to take things slower. We need to not put so many demands on ourselves. And this particular lunation period, this particular new moon, we are also called upon to not put so much pressure on other people. Of course, if you must, if it's necessary, if someone has responsibilities that they are ignoring, then, of course, you've got to put a little pressure on, but be gentle with people. Like I said before, we've been through it over the past month or so, and really over the past year. So have a little patience, because in a month or 2 months, spring will be wafting through the air. We will be able to smell it. Our moods will improve. There will be a little more light every day, and we'll feel more like ourselves. This new moon also occurs right next to Pluto. And Pluto is the lord of the underworld. He guards the secrets, but he also likes to dig up secrets. Depending on how you catch him, what kind of mood he's in, he might conceal things or he might reveal things. But in this particular configuration, it's a good time for almost any of us to study more complex and perhaps even occult subjects. Perhaps you'll learn some things about yourself, some things that you might not want to learn, such as addictive behaviors or unwanted aspects of your personality. And on a more social or global scale, this may actually signify a complete uprooting of secrets held by those who hold power in the world, such as politicians and corporations, or maybe something more small scale like local religious leaders or local business leaders, or perhaps even a dominant person in your family. Now let's talk about a little more darkness and chaos, shall we? So, an aspect of this new moon chart that we have here is a square between Jupiter and Uranus, and that is building up slowly and increasing in intensity, and it will come to its full fruition on the 17th of February. Now, on both a personal and worldwide level, this can be a sign of great change. Sudden change that shakes up the way that we live and things that we've become accustomed to over the last few years or possibly over our lifetime. This might actually point to civil unrest. For instance, we should think about the transition of power in the United States between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, which is scheduled for the 19th, or is it the 20th? Now, this is happening with a very sketchy backdrop. For one, there has been a lot of things pointing towards shenanigans in the election process, a lot of election fraud, but not quite enough to rebalance the results of the election in Donald Trump's favor. And there are a lot of people upset on both sides of that equation. Joe Biden's people are upset or just mocking the Donald Trump people that, oh, well, you know, look, he's a little child who won't give up his toys. Or worse, maybe he's the next Hitler who will not leave office when it's time for him to do so, that he might bring in martial law. While on the other side of the equation, you know, people tend to not really like election fraud. They find that it's quite unfair when, at least when it's not done in their favor. So there's a bit of resentment there. And there's also the fear that with the increasing censorship of conservative voices online and in the real world, as well as the censorship of Donald Trump himself, these people are feeling very threatened. And they also fear tyranny. They also fear fascism. Basically, you have two groups of people divided into political parties or ideologies, and they are very scared of each other. And there are a lot of elements within both groups that are pushing towards a civil war situation in the United States. So that's the backdrop that Joe Biden's inauguration will occur in front of. So we need to remember that and consider that maybe we are about to see things kick off, wide-scale violence. I'm sorry to be a prophet of dark and foreboding times, but that seems to be where the world is headed right now. Now, I will revisit this subject in another podcast. I will definitely, I think I will address it with the Great Conjunction of last December, because this is a political conjunction. And things really got hairy around about that time and have only increased in intensity. So these tensions that we see may be exacerbated, or at least the tensions are being reflected, depending on how you interpret astrology, by Mars in a square with Jupiter and Saturn. We may actually see some violence. So Mars will be in a tight square with Saturn, slowing down and frustrating our efforts. We might feel a little bit deflated if we're trying to achieve something. If we're trying to get something done, we will have a lot of friction as we move towards that goal. This also denotes that cooperating with authority figures itself might become a little dangerous. And communication between ourselves and authority figures might be a little muggy. But the situation is being improved by a separating square with Mercury. This is going to at least take the edge off of the communication issues. So we should just acknowledge this, practice a little patience, and if possible, only if possible, apply a little extra effort. So that might seem a little bit dark, folks, and I'm sorry if you came here looking for a pick-me-up, you know, a cheap one, just like a shot on the arm to make you happier. That's not the kind of astrologer I am, I'm sorry. But we should remember crisis, which is what a lot of people are going through, especially over the last year, is actually a powerful thing. There's a modern wisdom going around. You may have seen it online or heard it from a friend, and it's not quite correct, but it's close enough to the truth that the Chinese character for crisis, the little pictogram, is basically the reverse of the Chinese character for opportunity. And this is understood by, well, the best businessmen out there, the best investors out there. Politicians who see, say, a terrorist attack or some kind of huge violent incident that makes the news, they see this as an opportunity to enforce more laws, raise taxes, start a war maybe. So you need to take this kind of tact when facing crisis or any kind of challenge in life, really. You need to ask yourself, how do I make this work for me, as opposed to being a victim of circumstance? This is the great thing about astrology. The common assumption is that astrology predicts things that are going to happen to you, and to a degree, that's true. But it's not as deterministic as, say, the Newtonian theory is that these planets, they move in a very predictable circle around the sun. They move at a constant rate, so we can say that this planet will be here in X amount of days and X amount of hours to an inch. Life down here on Earth isn't quite like that. And really, what astrology does for us is it tells us of all the potentialities that lay ahead of us, or acting in our lives currently, so that we can harness those forces. I like to use the analogy of a sailboat. You're sailing out in the ocean. You need to take advantage of the currents and the directions of the winds so that you can adjust your sails, adjust your rudders, so that you can go in the direction that you want to go in. You harness these natural forces instead of being a victim to them, and your boat basically gets dragged to the next iceberg and you sink. So I'm not really one for, you know, the hokey horoscope things that you get in magazines, but we can definitely see things in each lunation that each sign can gather something from. Now, I'm going to be talking about the ascendant signs here, and the ascendant sign is based upon the moment of the day that you were born instead of simply the day and the year that you were born. So if you don't know your ascendant sign, there's plenty of websites out there that can draw you up a birth chart. If you don't know the time that you were born, then you can use the following horoscopes. The only difference is between ascendant sign and what many people call a star sign is the ascendant is more about the physical self, the physical you as a person. What you want to do if you're interpreting these horoscopes as sun signs is make it more psychological, more about what's inside of your head as opposed to you in your life, how you see yourself and how you choose to put yourself out into the world. So let's look at Aries. I advised that Aries be wary of deception around money and belongings when it comes to close family, and be prepared possibly to have your dirty laundry aired to the community or public in general. So it's best to keep your lips closed for a few days. You know, lay low. As for Taurus, this is a good time to make your thoughts and wisdom known to the wider world. Just be careful if you want to rock the boat with any of your pronouncements. Think things through carefully, and you may be in a very different but better place next month. When it comes to Gemini, I suggested that if you unexpectedly come into money or an investment pays out, be careful where you spend it. You may be perceived by others as charitable, and maybe you do have that ability right now, but don't be pulled in by others' perceptions of you or perceptions that they want to trick you into. For Cancers, you've likely been busy with people recently. A lot of different moving parts to keep track of or be responsible for. Take a few days for yourself. Slow things down so you know where you are, and things are going to be a lot more clearer for you. You need to do this because things are about to get crazier. There's the possible shakeup of an intimate relationship or a change in position in your community. Leo, get ready for a shakeup in how the world perceives you and the work that you do. It will prompt you to put in some extra work and require greater preparation and attention to detail. For Virgos, this is likely a busy period for you, but you need to slow down and think. Are you going about your work correctly? Is there not a better way to approach it to help you balance the work-play dynamic? For Libras, have you been cutting loose recently? Perhaps further lockdowns coupled with the Christmas season has put you on a constant holiday. That's great and all, but pay attention, because this could have life-altering implications, if it didn't already in December. Don't get distracted from your goals and actual dreams. Also, don't be surprised if people closest to you get upset because you forgot or neglected something important. Scorpios, think about your position in the community. Who are you? There are a lot of demands and surprises waiting for you from friends, family, and partners. Don't get overwhelmed. And for Sagittarius, it's time to look at your spending habits, which may well be unconscious. You have responsibilities close to home to think about, and the near future may hold a big change in your work circumstances. Whether that's positive or negative will depend on your chart and the decisions you're making. Capricorn. Be wary of personal injuries, accidental pregnancies, or other situations where chance could seriously harm you. Small gambles or situations that aren't dangerous may actually be rewarding. This advice is valid for the entire week ahead. Aquarius. The recent great conjunction may have rocked you in a very real way, possibly changing how you see yourself. Take this week out to slow down and understand that change. You'll need it, as there are more changes coming your way, revolving around the household. Keep your head. And finally, Pisces. For whatever reason, possibly an inner change in you, your social circle or community has been shaken up. Perhaps a new person is on the scene. Get familiar with the new circumstances, as you may need your friends in the weeks to come. So I plan to put out this podcast every week for free, but if you want to hear further podcasts or even just to get the text reports, which I've been doing for about 2 years now, go over to my Patreon, Cosmic Roadmaps. You'll find me there, or just go to cosmicroadmaps.com and sign up that way so that you can follow the lunar cycles every month and get your own horoscopes every week. I will only put out Lunation podcasts every month. That will be every new moon. So the next one is a few weeks away. Great astrologer I am. But much more content for free to come. Please do me a favor. Help me get my message out there. If you like the content I provide, if you think that it's quality content, then please follow me on your favorite podcatcher website app thingy, like iTunes. I'll soon be on there. Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser. I don't know. There's 100 of them. But whichever ones you use, look for me there. Subscribe. Give me a like. Give me a good rating. All of these little things help. And I will see you in a few days for a new episode.